Coming up on week two of the Silver and Black Show, we will get you ready for the first road trip of 2012 as the Silver and Black head east to Miami. We'll meet rookie starting linebacker Miles Burris, and head coach Dennis Allen stops by to talk about getting his team to 1-1. All of this and more next on the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show, with two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
Getting to 1-1 on Sunday will require a win in Miami, and the Miami Dolphins have one of the best rush defenses in football as the Raiders look to rebound after a tough one on the opening Monday night of the season against the San Diego Chargers. Welcome to Week 2 in our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined, as always, by the two-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. So the Raiders, in a perfect storm, Jim, lose their deep snapper midway through the first half, wind up with three bad snaps to Shane Lechler, indirectly cost the team 9 points. They wind up losing to San Diego by 8 points.
You know, it's hard to go continue without a long snapper in this league. You find out when one of them goes down, a lot of bad things happen on special teams, and it certainly happened to the Raiders that way. You know, you got to find somebody to take his place somehow, some way, and unfortunately, it just wasn't to be on Sunday.
So the Raiders went from probably their greatest strength on the football team, the deep snapper, John Kondo, a Pro Bowler, to Shane Lechler, arguably the greatest punter in the history of pro football, to what turned out to be their biggest weakness. But when you go back and analyze the game, Jim, despite all of that, the Raiders certainly played well enough to win the football game on defense. First of all, they held the San Diego Chargers to just 32 yards rushing on 20 carries. And five times the Chargers got inside the Raider red zone, they scored just one time.
Defense played stellar football, having their backs to the wall on so many occasions, yet holding them to just field goals for the most part. Real good performance, as you say, with the run game. Couldn't put quite enough pressure on Phillip Rivers in the passing game. He got some passes off accurately under duress. And that was kind of the turning point of the game. They kept possession of the ball time after time, mostly because of Phillip Rivers.
And on the other side of the ball, the Raiders would have liked to have been able to run the ball better with Darren McFadden, but they compensated, Jim, by throwing it to him 13 times in the game for 86 yards. That is the most ever receptions by a Raider running back in their 53-year history. And just off touchdown Timmy Brown's all-time record.
Right. Timmy Brown had 14 receptions. Marcus Allen had 12 receptions out of the backfield. So 13 is a pretty good number. Darren McFadden was really, literally, totally the entire offense for the Raiders.
Well, Rod Streeter chipped in as well. Rod Streeter starting on opening night, Jim, the first time the Raiders started a rookie wide receiver since Darius Heyward Bey and Lewis Murphy both started the season opener in 2009. And Streeter had a good game. He had 4 catches for 27 yards, and he caught his first ever NFL touchdown and followed it up right after with a 2-point conversion.
Yeah, he certainly did. A great day for Rod Streeter, making those receptions, getting the touchdown. And Brandon Myers late in the game came up big with 5 catches for 65 yards. The use of the tight end, I thought, was extremely important for the future of this offense for the Raiders.
Raiders actually started 2 rookies on opening night, Rod Streeter on offense and over on defense. It was the 4th-round selection, Miles Burris, who led the Raiders with 9 tackles, 7 solos, and he had a couple of stuffs. What do you say we bring out the rookie next on the Silver and Black Show?
Sounds like a great idea.
Number 56, where are you? It will be Miles Burris making his Silver and Black Show debut when we come back.